conceptual, abstract, systematic, independent, skeptical. They value vision, power, intelligence, capabilities, skills, precision. They may be a bit distant when preoccupied, logic, knowledge, perfection, and competency. Whew. NTs often wear their hair long. It covers their Vulcan ears. No. You probably remember that on the old Star Trek, there were four principal male characters. Those were the four temperaments. That's why it worked. There was Scotty, the SJ engineer that took care of the infrastructure. I can't make it go any faster, Captain. Then there was Bones, the doctor, compassionate NF, who took care of people. Damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor, not a doorknob. Then there's Kirk, the robust, a swashbuckling captain, the SP, more power, Scotty. And then finally, the NT Spock, the brilliant science officer who would die for a principle. NTs are scary. They'll die for a principle. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the one. Gave his life. That's the way it is. That's how NTs do it. They keep us all really on the straight and narrow, and they're good for us. So that's why that show worked. That's why it was so wonderful. Had all four temperaments.
Dr. Richard D. Grant is a respected clinical psychologist and a member of the adjunct faculty at Wizard Academy. On Sunday, October 5th, 2003, Dr. Grant closed the 2003 Academy reunion with an astounding chapel service. The following is a recording of that event.
Our God, O Father, you bring us here this morning in so many ways. You part the waters every day for us. You lead us. You care for us. Help us to have the courage to receive from you and to know that we are loved as your children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, well, this is sort of a carryover from yesterday, but this is the, I wanted to do a little something this morning on three instead of four. Four is classically in depth psychology looked at as the structure of the transformative journey, like the parameters, you know, it's the field of dreams. Three is the dynamic, and it is not an accident that Roy has glommed onto and really developed the third gravitating body kind of teaching that talks about advances in consciousness or transformative changes in consciousness comes from the operation of three somehow in closer coordination that pops us up to the next level, seems to penetrate into the brain, seems to take us to a new level of awareness. I think Roy has been developing Trinitarian theology here for quite some time. I've not, you know, really scared him with that, but I think it really does go on. And I wanted to go into there with a number of things, sort of like to celebrate that transformative journey as we've seen it both in story and in ritual and in prayer in our heritage. And just to share a few things with you. So the question here is, why does a third gravitating body produce a change or a transformation of consciousness? Why does it do that? Why does it take three to change us and to essentially create something? But first, Yom Kippur begins this evening. And I wanted to dedicate the intention of this service toward true understanding between the monotheistic faiths, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Which I see as three strands of a rope intertwining historically and absolutely interdependent. We are first cousins. If not for Jewish scribes at Cordoba translating Muslim preserved Arabic documents, we would not have had Aristotle crossing the Pyrenees or most of the medical knowledge that came into Europe during the Middle Ages. This was made available to Western Christian society, us, that was rather backwards at the time. Great civilization came to us from Jewish scribes and from the tremendous scientific preservation that we saw in Islamic society. We're interdependent and we're cousins, and we pray for all.